I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
At my word, that seemed kind of strong and harsh. Okay. If he said that, then it would seem as though he's going to be subject to that too. Amen. But let me tell you something. The word that goes out of your mouth is going to protect you. He was obedient to God. He spoke what was God's heart. And that was the very word that protected him. Go to the brook Cherith. Why? You're not subject to this. I mean, we're in this world. Right? Are we? We're in this world, right? But we're not of this world. We're not subjected to these things. See, so many have lived for so long just in subjection to whatever comes their way. But you're a spirit being. And you've been raised up with Christ. And we are seated with him. Do you know what it was? You know, when the first martyr, Stephen, when he was being stoned, he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and the heavens were open, and he saw Jesus standing.
Amen.
See, the high priest, he is the high priest of our confession. The high priest would not sit until something was finished.
Amen.
Till the sacrifice and that was finished, because he had to do different things.
Amen.
But our Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 that we are seated with Christ. In other words, something's finished already. You've heard it said before, God doesn't start something unless he's already finished it. It's true. God doesn't start it, he's already finished it. He doesn't have to guess. He doesn't have to wonder. He doesn't have to panic. He doesn't have to be anxious or worry about stuff. If he finishes it already, then he goes back and starts it. So he already knows where your destiny lies. He already knows where he's placed the blessings in your life. They're already there. Ephesians 1:3 says, "For he has already blessed us." Past tense. Tell somebody right now, I'm already blessed. No matter what we go through it. That's just for the perfecting of the saints. That's just a character thing. God wants to get you ready for what he's already blessed you with. And so you got to pass some tests to qualify for what God has blessed you with already. Tell somebody again, I'm blessed already. The devil's defeated already. Change is not necessarily external, it's internal. Too many of us are like the chameleons. You just adapt to everything. But I want to show you here what's vitally important to us moving on in our destiny. And that is not succumbing to every wile, every whim, everything the enemy or the world throws at you, but rather taking a firm stand. Like Job said to his friends, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. I'm not letting y'all discourage me, destroy me. I'm not going to jump to conclusions. I'm going to wait till my change comes. I'm not changing. I'm not budging. I'm innocent. I will relent with that. I've done no wrong. I'll wait to till God brings my change. Amen. Tell somebody, wait till your change comes. There's change coming to you. It may seem like a long night, but there's change coming. You don't change, but your circumstances are going to change. It's vitally important for us to always be living in His presence. Moses said it this way, said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, don't send us. He said, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. Amen. Tell somebody, His presence is my permanent address. That's my permanent address. God's presence. Listen, get past that religious mindset. You can only get in the presence of God when you come to church. Or you can only get in the presence of God when you're praying. No, it's in Him we live. It's in Him we move. It's in Him we have our being. I tell you, when you start realizing and understanding that, you realize that you are always in the presence of God. That's vital for us to know that the presence of God is always on. When you don't feel Him, He's still there. When you feel bad, He's still there. When you're disgusted, or any type of emotion that you can think of, no matter what it is, when you feel it, when it's there, God is still there. Tell somebody, He's always there. The word that goes out of your mouth will be the word that protects you. Elijah said that, and God opened up the door that when he prophesied famine, there was a way of escape for him. Amen. Amen. Our portion is not with the unbeliever. Amen. Ours is the blessing of God that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Not necessarily monetarily, some yes, but it maketh you rich and he adds no sorrow to it. There's no sorrow to the blessing of God. So I want to walk through this portion of scripture, what Elijah did. First he went to the brook. See, God was about to judge the nation. And what we're seeing today is that everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. So that which cannot be shaken, which is the kingdom of God, will remain. Amen. This is why we have to know we live in His presence. We are spirit beings inside bodies with souls. We are spirit beings having a human experience. Amen? Amen. So he went from Cherith after the brook dried up. God had a plan. He went from Cherith after God allowed the brook to dry up. See, sometimes God will allow a brook to dry. Amen. 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 In other words, circumstances change. Amen. But just because your brook dried up don't mean that you start changing. Amen. 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 Hello? Amen. Let me say that again. Just because a brook dried up, or something that was a source for you is no longer a source, doesn't mean that you change. Amen. Just like God brought that to you, He'll bring another one to you. Amen. Just like God opened that door where it seemed like there was no door, God will open another door. Amen. Just like there was no way, seemed like there was no way and famine was all around, God still got another way. Amen. God has provision for you. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. This has to be your mindset, your attitude. No matter what's going on, I'm still blessed. I may be going through a rough time, but I'm going through it because I'm blessed of the Lord. And I'm not going to change my praise. I'm not going to lose my praise. I'm not going to start complaining. I'm not going to start backing off. No, my God is faithful. The one that called you will perform it. Yes, he will. Elijah went from there. God said, listen, go down to Zarephath. Because there I've commanded a woman now. I commanded ravens. I've commanded a woman to sustain you. And see, in the scheme of things, God was getting ready to take down some stuff. Getting ready to do a whole reset and an awakening. He's about to turn that whole nation back to himself. I want to say to you, mark my word, in the next couple, 3 years, there's going to be a great reset in this nation. I ain't talking Republican and Democrat. I don't care about nothing like that. See, all that is just government, that stuff. We got wicked people in everywhere. I'm talking about kingdom. I'm talking about what God going to do that's going to have his fingerprints on it. Man ain't going to be able to deny it. Man ain't going to be able to stop it. Amen. God's going to step in and establish some things. And there's going to be a great reset. Tell somebody, God ain't finished with you yet. You ain't going out like this. That's why you got to live and not die. And declare the goodness of your God. Amen. I'm going to show you how Elijah dealt with this thing. He went to Zarephath. Now, Ahab and Jezebel were ruling in Jerusalem. And their headquarters was in Jezreel. Some of you have heard me teach on this before, but Jezreel was the land given to the tribe of Issachar. They had understanding of times. They were the revelatory tribe. Amen. They knew what Israel was to do. They could hear from God. Amen. And instruct all their brethren. Jezebel and Ahab built their palace there to control the media.
Amen.
They own Turner Broadcasting, and TNT, and CNBC, NBC, and CBS, and ABC. They owned it all. So the revelation that came out of there was their revelation.
Amen.
What they wanted you to know. They had prophets there that ate from their table. So the whole nation was eating the filth that came from Jezebel's table.
Amen.
Just like we're doing today. All the filth that's coming across the TV. How music, this filthy music. I said this filthy music. It's just downright ugly and nasty. But yet it's in a position to influence our young people. They want to be like this one, but you don't know what that one is like behind the scenes. They flash all the money, all the gold, all the chains, all the big rocks. And sometimes that ain't even their car. Sometimes that ain't even their money. Sometimes they're broke and busted and disgusted. And they're doing all kind of tricks to get into a position anyway. They don't tell you about that stuff. They don't tell you about how it is living like this behind when they're not behind the camera. How miserable life is. How their body's all messed up. How their mind is all messed up.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.